Under different circumstances, graffiti tags are an accepted urban art form. If you've ever taken the light rail downtown from SeaTac Airport in Seattle, you may have been impressed by the graffiti. Well, officials in Sitka National Historical Park are not impressed. Nearly all of the park's brand new directional and wayside interpretive signs have been tagged.
So these are our directional signs that you've seen in the park. Right. And it started out with primarily these purple markers and black.
Park maintenance staff have been able to remove the graffiti tags written in felt-tip pen almost as soon as they're discovered. But vandals have since stepped up their game and begun applying spray paint. Ranger Becky Latanich is head of interpretation at the park. I stopped by her office and we sat down at her computer to look at pictures of what's been going on.
Both the directional signs and the waysides are new as of last year and represents three and a half years worth of solid effort, and now they're being defaced. So that's one of the frustrating things. And then there are things like this that are going to have to be sanded and repainted and so on and so forth.
And that's a metal trash can.
That's a metal trash can. So 25 different individual tags have been in the park. So some are, you know, very small, just a couple inches, and some are several feet across. And the park, since I've been here, which is about 5.5 years, has not seen this level of vandalism. We've seen the occasional tags or, you know, etching on the bridge, that kind of thing, but nothing to this extent, and certainly not concentrated within this short amount of time.
New tags have been appearing almost every night. Park personnel would like to put an end to it, and they're using social media and other tools to involve the community in what, for the moment, is a relatively isolated problem.
Part of it is about developing community awareness around this, and so we're going to post the photos on Facebook because these are, sort of the nature of tags is that they're a sort of signature, you know, and the same one repeats itself. There are two different ones, it seems like, KO, KO, and VV, and they repeat themselves frequently. And so if it starts showing up in other places, it's easy to start to see patterns. As far as I know, the park is working with the Sitka Police Department, and there's a graffiti database where they try and match up perpetrators with various locations. So that's good. Part of it is about community policing. So there are many more people from the town who walk in the park than obviously there are park staff. And so part of it is about generating community awareness so that if somebody sees something like this in action, or if they suspect that they know who might be associated with it, that they contact us. The goal is the community doesn't want a park that's been defaced. We put lots of money and effort into these resources. It's one of our signature places for our visitors in the summer season. We want them to have a great experience, and the community depends upon maintaining a nice looking park for many reasons.
Latanich says it will take drier weather before some of the wooden and metal surfaces can be sanded and repainted. She has no theories about why the park has been targeted. It is a travel corridor between downtown and Sawmill Creek Road neighborhoods, and other places along the corridor, the Seawalk, for example, have also been tagged with graffiti. Sitka National Historical Park is considered an urban park, and other urban parks have adopted strategies to channel graffiti in a more positive direction, like a dedicated graffiti wall. Latanich says they haven't ruled out that possibility in the future if graffiti continues to be a problem. But right now, she says, it's only been a week, and we really want to catch the perpetrators. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.